The 64th Gene Key. The transformational path of the 64th Gene Key moves from confusion to illumination, and it's the path of imagination. The 64th Gene Key, along with its programming partner, the 63rd Gene Key, are such an extraordinary pairing. The Holy Ching can literally be reduced down to four Gene Keys, the 1 and the 2, and the 63 and the 64, the bookends of the whole divine book, which mystically contain all the other Gene Keys. And I think that this 64th Gene Key has to be one of the most unusual of them all. And my own inner process of contemplation of the 64 Gene Keys and their transformational paths, it's really taken me on this magical mystery tour. And this 64 is really, you know, it just contains them all. It's at the end. These codes are alive in us, inside us. So when we enter into contemplation of them, they're also unconsciously activated inside us. And our life will reflect their qualities back to us. So as long as you stay open and engaged with the process, eventually you're always going to receive an insight from that Gene Key. And the whole process can be very confusing. And this, of course, is the 64th shadow, confusion. And here's the secret to this one, right up front. Confusion needs time. Simple as that. That's all any of this needs, time to become clear on its own, according to a natural process. And of course, at the shadow frequency, we never allow ourselves or our processes any time. We don't allow it enough time. What we do is we always allow external, sometimes internal as well, forces to pressure us into premature action or activity. We don't wait. Contemplation takes time. Digestion takes time before you can absorb and assimilate the nutrients, and then they begin to make sense to you. So this is the whole path of moving from confusion to illumination. And that's what life really is. And this is what it means to find out who and what you really are. And we should remember that the programming partner here is the 63rd Gene Key, and the 63rd Gene Key is truth. So life is really about getting to the bottom of life. What is the truth? Who am I? What is the meaning and purpose of it all? These are the questions we carry inside us. At some deep level, everyone carries those questions. And until you arrive at a certain point in your evolution, when you become aware of these questions, you're really still living in the shadowlands. And there's nothing bad or wrong about that. It's just that you're asleep in the matrix. You're dreaming. And your dreams can even be great. You can have a fun life in there. But the Gene Keys are about awakening. And awakening can be uncomfortable. And this is the state of confusion. You have to realize that you're confused. You're confused about reality. This is what the root of the word really means. You're merged, you're fused, you're muddled in with creation. You are undistilled, unrefined, and your true potential remains unrealized. It's uncomfortable to realize you're asleep and yet still be asleep. So again, we have to return really to the symbolism of alchemy to get to the bottom of this Gene Key. Now, we are the Massa Confusa, the chaos of the elements, the nigredo, the alchemists call it, the primal chaos, the potential, the raw material. And life is the laboratory. And it puts us through a series of transformations in which our true nature is progressively revealed from within. And in between those transformations, we live our lives. So confusion only really arrives when a transformation comes around. Because then we enter into the void state where all that we think we know about ourselves is questioned. It's up for grabs. And there are always transformations. Always. They're catalyzed by karmic forces acting out in our lives. Maybe someone robs your house. You know, maybe you become quite sick. Maybe your lover has an affair. or maybe someone close to you dies. You know, there's always transformational forces, and they're a part of the drama of life, and they all allow us the possibility of awakening something hidden in our nature. And they each invite us either to expand or contract in our hearts and minds. This 64th shadow, it's never very far away. It always accompanies transformation, big or small. It's about entering into the not knowing, into the mystery. And to the mind, it's frightening and confusing, because the not knowing is infinite. And that's terrifying to the mind. And your mind always tries to find a way out of uncertainty. It tries to resolve the confusion. It wants to reason it away. It wants to come up with a reason for the state you're in. And then it gets you to take some kind of action to try and resolve the confusion, to make it go away. It tries to put things back in order so you have the illusion of feeling safe again. The irony is that action arising out of confusion only creates more confusion. Now, these are the times when we humans are most tested, when we're doubtful and confused. Most people are not able or willing to stay that vulnerable. So they retreat into false order and control, or they seek assistance or advice from the outside that prevents them from staying in the uncertainty, and then they end up repressing the transformation that was inviting them to evolve their awareness in some way. And at the shadow frequency, people don't like change. They like consistency. This is the dilemma of the shadow, consistency. People like order. The shadow consciousness needs order to feel safe. So this is why it's the dilemma. It doesn't like feeling incomplete. And confusion is a state of utter incompleteness. We might remember that this 64th gene key was originally named before completion, because it refers to the transformational state. It's incomplete in its nature. And unlike the 63rd gene key, the 64th isn't progressive or sequential or logical. It specializes in sudden quantum leaps. But if you don't embrace the confusion, you never get the leap. You stay with the safe, with the consistency of your life, the way it is. And as I said at the beginning, the key with this one is time. You just have to stay with the uncertainty and allow it time to reveal the mystery and the magic that's hidden inside. The 64th gift, imagination. So when you do allow confusion, time and space, then magic comes in. This is the gift of imagination. And imagination is about magic. It's about surprises. It's about the unexpected. These gene keys are powerful things. They're not just about dealing with challenging states. They're magical keys. And as I said when I was introducing this gene key, when you enter into deep contemplation of the gene keys, you engage the hidden forces of evolution and involution. You begin literally to tempt magic into your life. The word imagination comes from the same root as the word magic. So this little prefix, ma, it's all about influencing matter, mater, the mother, the Maya. It's about manipulating matter. That's what magic is. That's what imagination is. I was in France recently. I was driving through Paris, and I was thinking about the Eiffel Tower. I was looking at it. It's an incredible thing. Someone has an idea one day. He thinks to himself, I know, I'll build a huge tower out of metal right in the middle of the city. And hey, presto, a few decades later, you have the Eiffel Tower, now an iconic symbol for Paris and France and a whole part of the national identity of a whole culture. And before, it wasn't even there. It didn't even exist. When you really think about it, that's pretty weird, because that's the power of the mind. It's the power of psychic energy. It's the power of magic manipulating matter. And this 64th gene key is all about psychic energy. It's about mind over matter. It's not about being psychic or anything like that. That's not what I'm talking about. It's about engaging the transformational forces of nature. And they're hidden in matter. They are inside our DNA. Every gift has an inherent genius. And the 64 has a gift of receiving the psychic energy of creativity right into the bones. This is a gift of action. It's not enough to imagine something. You also have to enact it. You have to implement it. You see, the 64th shadow can have the vision, but it's too afraid to commit to it because it will undoubtedly change everything in their safe little consistent world. And the 64th gift is the genius of listening to the visions coming through the imagination of the right brain and trusting in them. They're transformational pathways. And at the gift level, genius always contains boldness. It takes courage to surrender to the force of evolution inside you because it's like riding a wild stallion. You know, you can only guide it in a certain direction as long as it agrees with you that it's going in that direction. So when you hear that this is the gift of imagination, don't make the mistake of just thinking that this is about thinking or dreaming or painting or problem solving or writing or something like that. It may involve those things, but it's a lot more than that. We're not just talking about what kind of career you have here. We're talking about moving through profound transformational periods and cycles. We're talking about grappling with universal archetypes that have real power to influence and shake up your life and the world. To fulfill this kind of genius, you have to really allow deep change into your life. You cannot afford to be married to consistency. You cannot. Genius abhors consistency. This is Oscar Wilde once said, "Constancy is the last refuge of the truly unimaginative." Genius thrives on quantum leaps. Imagination means to conjure something magical out of the mists of confusion, out of the, you know, a rabbit out of a hat. It also, of course, entails deep patience because you can't rush the creative process. It'll shut you down the moment you jump into your mind and try and figure it out. It just clenches down. It's all gone. I've learned a thing or two about this gene key, the 64th gene key, over the years. In my own profile, hologenetic profile, it's my life's work. So it's one of my prime gifts. And it's the external expression of my work in the world and of my own creative genius. So when you look at the gene keys, you see the interplay of the 64th gift grounded by the 63rd gift, a body of wisdom that invites quantum leaps, but that's grounded in a logical, sequential system. And I've been through these intense periods in which my whole life gets elevated to a higher frequency, in which an old paradigm dies and a new vista opens up inside me. And my journey has been all about that process. And that process requires constant surrender. It's heart-wrenching sometimes. Like the moment I seem to have found an external stability, something happens to shake it all up again. And in the process, a powerful creative current is born inside me and comes out through me. So you have to live through these gifts and you have to trust in the impulses moving through your imagination, no matter who you are, no matter what your gifts, what your gene keys. You know, we have them all. You know, the gene keys are a universal wisdom. Each one of them is for everyone. And this 64 says, trust in your wildest dreams. It says, listen to them and allow them to transform you. And then they'll transform the world as they're born. And the 64 is illogical, it's poetic, it's wild. It's about trusting in the spontaneous, the unacceptable, the unexpected. It's about embracing Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. To this gift, nothing is ever complete. It's always before completion. There's always the possibility of a greater leap in consciousness. There's always the possibility of a miracle. That's the true power of imagination. The 64th city, illumination. And then there is the 64th city, the crowning glory, illumination. The moment you truly awaken, you're lit up from within. That which has lain hidden inside your DNA for so long now blazes out from within every cell of your body. Some people who've awakened say that it's a very ordinary thing, that it isn't about fireworks or displays of light or halos and all that stuff. Some people say that's all distracting propaganda that only serves to pull you off your path and distract you. For years I heard that, and I always felt disappointed inside, because I always really held this inner memory of the fireworks going off inside me. The good news then is that both are true. When you come to the cities, both sides are always true. But when awakening occurs through this city, it does come as inner light. Some cities are just showy, while others seem completely inconsequential, hidden. It all depends on your genetics. Isn't that funny? Awakening is this vast, timeless state of consciousness, and as long as you're inside one of these human vehicles, it's completely limited in its expression by the nature of the matter, by the physical DNA, by your specific gene keys that relate to you. And this is where the gene keys are pretty interesting, because they show you the whole panoply of the various manifestations of the awakened state. And they give you a glimmer of your style of awakening, if I can call it that. Because the city is the finale of your life process. It's like a cosmic drama. It's a soap opera for the gods. You know, will you become a divine mother, an ecstatic dervish, a silent monk, a simple ordinary man or woman, a tricky wizard, a world visionary, a paradigm-smashing political leader, a martyr, a warrior, the source of a new teaching or religion, a great avatar? What's your drama going to be? The gene keys are all about reading the drama. They're about capturing the essence of the flavor of your awakening. And when you look at your prime gifts, when you dive into your sequences along the golden path, you're uncovering the script of your awakening. And this is what gives you a sense of your style. It's why this wisdom is such fun. And it's so powerful because it draws you along the trajectory of your naturalness. And even if the codes are incorrect, there's always going to be certain ones that always feel like they resonate deeply for you. And those will give you the permission to trust in your own inner guidance. I mean, there's no rules. So the 64th city, it's one of the flashy ones. It's part of the codon ring of alchemy. All those inner transformations mapped out by the ancient alchemists, they all describe the polishing of the inner essence, and they often represent the inner stages of awakening through colours. So you begin with a negredo, the black, raw material, and then you heat it in the crucible. The crucible is your belly, and it whitens, or it turns yellow, or green, or it coagulates, or it multiplies. There are all these wonderful metaphorical descriptions of the inner stages. And as you get towards the end, you get to what the medieval alchemists call the rubedo, the red gold fire. The Taoists call it the golden elixir. I forget the name that they give it to in the Vedas, but it's always resplendent. It's shining. It's either diamantine or it's golden. And this is the stage, the mystical stage of absorption. At the higher reaches of the gift frequency, if you've read the 22nd gene key, you'll know about this. It's the fourth and fifth initiations. It's what happens as your DNA begins to vibrate at such a high frequency that it becomes very, very pure, and an essence begins to crystallize within the core of every molecule. And the DNA spiral is like a vortex, and it creates an energetic spin throughout your being. And this is what draws higher dimensional energy fields into play. These fields that we call the higher subtle bodies, quantum bodies that interpenetrate deep space and cross over the boundaries of time. It's all about light. Light is the key to illumination. And light is the purpose of alchemy. And light is everything. It's everywhere. Everything is woven from light, even darkness. Inner light is different from the light that we see. the light of consciousness, the pure light. It's beyond our physical understanding of what light really is. It's resplendent. It shines out from within its core. It's life. It's life divine. So the 64th city will light a person up from within like a sun. It will be unmistakable when you see it. The eyes will shine. The brow will radiate. The whole room around such a person will seem shimmering, as if you're standing in the presence of a god, which of course you are. And we are each that god. And it'll trigger the same light inside you. It'll become such a reminder to you of who you really are. And such people only come into the world very rarely. And after they've gone, legends and stories grow up around them. They become depicted as saints or great masters, or whatever the case may be. But their illumination cannot be denied. They come to remind others that they are still unfinished. The others, that you, they come to remind you that you are still unfinished, that you are still before completion, because they have gone beyond and they have realized completion, and they have such a profound impact on the world. And after this process of absorption, after it comes to a natural culmination, it's as though all the elements within a person's aura are sucked into the core, into what we call the one point, this point behind the navel. It's a brief moment, like a brief flicker. Everything stops shining. The process of refinement hits a natural pause as all the energy is sucked back into the center. It's a terrifying moment. It's when you die. It's when the void claims you. It's when you feel as though you're being annihilated. And then, all of a sudden, all that energy that's been condensed inside you, like the Big Bang, it explodes like a supernova. And after that moment, you're never the same again. This is the sixth initiation, which is what happens when you finally become a fully embodied human being, enlightened, illuminated. Now you become your own Taurus, a source of perpetual inner light, without a single stain, purified eternally, all doubt and fear removed forever from your DNA. Now everywhere you look, there's light. Now there's no you. There's only light streaming forth from within you. And these kind of things, they're not easy to put into words. It takes a poet of the 64th city to do so. So here is what it felt like to a great mystical poet, name of Kabir. A million suns are ablaze with light. The sea of blue spreads in the sky. The fever of life is stilled, and all stains are washed away when I sit in the midst of that world. Hark to the unstruck bells and drums. Take your delight in love. Rains pour down without water, and the rivers are streams of light. One love it is that pervades the whole world. Few there are who know it fully.